The second reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Good evening, everyone. And thank you, Liz. I hope Liz won't mind me telling you that when I phoned her today to tell her what the reading was for this evening, she said, "Oh, when I was a little girl in Sunday school, I learned that reading off by heart." And I did suggest that Liz tried to recite it tonight, but she declined for two reasons. Firstly, she learnt it in a different version. I presume it would have been the old King James version. "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid." So firstly, Liz learnt it in a different version. I think we could have coped with the King James version tonight. It would have been very beautiful for this evening. But the second reason Liz declined was that it was, of course, a few years ago when she was last in Sunday school. I won't say how many. I don't know how many, in fact. If you'd like to know how many, you could ask Liz at the end. Last week, I was interviewed on local radio about Christmas and being a vicar at Christmas. And I was asked the very good question, what does Christmas mean to me? How could I sum up the message? And I said that the message of Christmas is summed up most simply, I think, in the message of the angels to the shepherds in the passage that Liz just read. These heavenly messengers say to very unheavenly shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." In fact, we could hear that again in the King James Version. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people." And in that angelic announcement are three things that sum up the Christmas message. Good news of great joy for all people. Good news, great joy, all people. And I want to spend just a few minutes thinking about those three things in turn. Firstly, good news. 2021 has been, of course, a year full of bad news. It's the year that we would like to take back, if only we could, ask for a refund or an exchange. And it followed, of course, 2020, which was just the same. Globally, nationally, and for many of us, personally, there's not a lot of good news around. And as we come to the end of the year, we mustn't pretend that a little bit of tinsel and some turkey is suddenly going to make everything okay. In fact, at the moment, we're all one positive lateral flow test away from the final piece of bad news to cap it all and our Christmas plans cancelled. Plenty of bad news. But the message of Christmas is good news. Even, especially, this year, good news that God has come to us in the midst of our mess. As the father of young children, one of the games that I play more than most people, I think, is hide and seek. I don't know when the last time was that you played hide and seek. There's a very good chance that I played it more recently than you did. Fortunately, with young children, it's a very quick game. And that's because despite what people say about children having wonderful imaginations, and of course they do, when it comes to hide and seek, they have none. No imagination at all. My two younger children have two places they hide in the house: the laundry basket on the landing and under the bed in our bedroom. And as you walk up the stairs saying, "I wonder where they're hiding," with the laundry basket on your right and the bedroom door on the left, you can instantly tell from the barely suppressed dick giggles exactly where they are of those two places, which is helpful because you have to start by looking in all the wrong places in order just to spin the game out. But not for too long, otherwise they can't take it and they burst out of their place. Say, "I'm here." But the reason that young children like to play this way, and the reason they hide in exactly the same place when you have a second round of the game, is this. They love to be found. They love to be found. It's boring and lonely to be stuck in a cupboard on your own for more than 30 seconds. But to know that someone is looking for you, someone who loves you, and they're going to find you, in fact, you can hear them coming towards you, that's what they love. And the good news, the glad tidings of Christmas, is that God has come to earth, and he has come to find us. Have you ever tried looking for God? If you were to, where would you look? Maybe you're here tonight and you've been looking for God. That's maybe why you've come through our doors this evening. The good news of Christmas is that God has come looking for you. In the person of his son, born 2,000 years ago, you can be found by the God who made you, who loves you, your Father in heaven. Good news. That's the first thing. Secondly, great joy. The angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. If God has come looking for you, if we can be found, then what happens if we are found out? What happens if God finds us when it becomes clear that we haven't been living life as we should? We haven't, if we're honest, even lived up to our own standards, let alone what God's might be. What happens if God finds us and it becomes embarrassingly obvious that we've left him out of the equation? We've lived lives as if he didn't matter at all. Do we really want to be found by God? Wouldn't it be better to run away from God? I talked earlier about people looking for God. Some people spend their whole lives running from God. Maybe you're here tonight and you've spent much of your life running away from God. Listen to the words of this cheerful Christmas song. He's making a list and checking it twice. Going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus, we could sing it along, couldn't we? He's coming to town. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Have you ever stopped to consider how creepy that song is? It's like the national anthem of an oppressive police state rather than a cheerful Christmas ditty. If God is like Father Christmas, then we're in real trouble. But the good news of great joy at Christmas is that God has come looking for us, not to find us out, but to bring us in, bring us home, bring us to himself. And not to condemn us, but to help us and to save us. And to understand that fully, we need to understand not just his birth in a manger, but his death on a cross. That's why we celebrate communion, bread and wine this evening. And that may be jumping ahead to Easter, but for the moment, just remember this, that when Jesus grew up and began to teach, those who felt most comfortable around him were those who knew they weren't perfect, who knew they needed help, knew they needed rescuing, prostitutes and tax collectors and rebels. These were the ones who felt most joy in his presence, who threw the biggest parties in his company. And that brings me to the final phrase to describe the message of Christmas. Good news of great joy for all people. One of the films that you may watch, well, if you don't watch it this Christmas, I'm sure you've watched it in past Christmases, is Jaws. And you remember the famous line in the film? When Quint gets the first sighting of the shark, and he comes back and he says, you're going to need a bigger boat. A few years ago, Wilco, I don't know if you like Wilco, I love Wilco, parried it a few years ago. When you walked into the store, there was a sign that said, you're going to need a bigger basket. And the message of Christmas is, you're going to need a bigger picture. A few years ago, we had a sketch here at St. Nick's in our carol service, an acted out sketch. And in the sketch, there was a painter, and he was painting the first nativity, you know, the live events as it was actually happening. And as he was painting it, characters kept arriving, shepherds and sheep and angels, and he'd usher them in, get in, get in. He's trying to paint the nativity. And the canvas that he was painting on was portrait orientation. And then finally, three kings and their camels arrive. And the exasperated painter picks up the canvas and turns it round to landscape and starts again. He needs a broader canvas. There in the stable are lowly shepherds and eastern kings. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. And many people think that Christianity is very narrow and only for certain people, for religious types. And maybe once a year you can kind of squeeze in for a Christmas service, but after that there's no room for you. And if that's the way you think, you're going to need a broader canvas. And if Christians or the church have ever made you feel that way, then I'm sorry. Christmas is good news about a God who has come looking for us. And it is great joy because God has come not to condemn us, but to rescue us, not to find us out, but to bring us in, bring us home. And it is for all people. No one is excluded. It's for me and you. In the new year, we're running a course, and the Alpha course. On your service sheet, there are details on the inside back cover. It's for all people, for anyone who would like to investigate the Christian faith a little more. 8 weeks is a chance to listen, a chance to have your say. You would be very welcome at it. Anyone. Good news, great joy, all people. As we finish, I'm just going to lead us in a short reflection, a time of quiet. If we bow our heads, I'll leave some silence, and then I'll read a few verses from our reading. I'm going to read it from the King James Version. Let's be quiet. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.